Today's daf is daf Hey Beis, final daf of our Masechta, and we're holding by the Halakha Mishnah. Now that we've been discussing the issue of Yichud that we began yesterday, continues the Mishnah to talk about things that can come either lida Yichud or that can come through other issues of Arayot. So lo yilamed adam ravak soferim, a person who does not have a wife, but actually a ravak refers to a bachur, someone who was never married. He's a ravak, he should not be teaching in school. And a woman should not be teaching also children, male children, in school. We'll see why this is true. We'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar Omer, af mi she'en lo isha. Forget about a ravak, even who at this point doesn't have a wife. Also lo yelamed sofrim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yir'eh ravak behima. Rabbi Yehuda says it's more than that. We have to be choshesh people who were never married, even of being shepherds of animals. Lo yishnu shnei ravakim betalit achad. And also we have to assume that they will have homosexual tendencies. They shouldn't sleep together, two males. V'chachamim matiri. My time. So says the Gemara, what would be the reason that we don't want an unmarried male or a ravak who's never married to be teaching children? Are we afraid that they may end up abusing the children? Vatanya amru lo Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't the Braita say that the Chachomim told Rabbi Yehuda, lo nechshedu Yisrael, lo al mishkevei zachur, lo al abeima, which we see really from the Mishnah, Chachomim matirim. So if we're not worried about such things, why would we be worried about it in school? El ravak mishum amhata dinuke. Actually, the reason we don't use the ravak is because the mothers come to visit the children. And the isha mishum havata dinuke. The woman also shouldn't be a school teacher because she will end up being mityachedet with the fathers who sometimes come. They'll come to a PTA meeting. It's interesting. There's actually discussion in the among the poskim as to what age this would refer to. So it's, why don't we say simply, if we needed to explain that the only reason that a male school teacher is not a problem is because he's not choshed on a homosexual abuse, but why wouldn't be choshed a woman of abusing the children, right? So Enochinani, the Mefarshim say that the difference would be that then we'll only be usher for a child who is of the age of 9 and up. Mashein Kain, we want to say that it's nogea all ages. So therefore, we didn't say that job. But then that leaves open the question of children that go to school that don't need their mothers to bring them to school. And there are some who want to be mater, which is supposed to be mater ages above 8, whatever, right? Which doesn't make sense. I'll leave it aside. And others, there's actually a Bach who says that. There's others in Taina that there's always PTA meetings. So that his parents always come at one point or another to discuss things with the teacher and discuss things with the teacher. So then they're going to end up being alone with the teacher. So that and that's a problem of any age. It has nothing to do with necessarily bringing them to school every day. Okay. I mean, my Rashi's lashon is meviot. Also, it's a very interesting difference in that the Rambam, when he brings this halacha, he says the male teacher is because he'll be mitgareh, be constantly needing to deal with women. So be mitgareh al anashim by the woman. He says she'll be mityachedet. It's a question of yichud, which lamaisa works out very well in the sugya of nida, which we saw, that by women we're never choshesh for girui. Because girui is only an issue of, when it comes to a male, of zera levatala, which is shaloi hara b'yom, yavali beitulim b'layla, or worse. But there's no such problem by a female. There's no iser of Ashkatat Zera on a female. So Mamela, there's no Kashash of Giru. We're not worried about that. Who cares? There's no issue for a woman to be Midgare.
Because so it's sexual thoughts?
Yeah, she would start fantasizing. There's no issue on a woman to fantasize. That whole issue is on men, a problem. So therefore, the Rambam is Medayek to say that over there, it could come Lidei Yichud, and Yichud already can lead her Lidei Chet. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Afni She'en Lo, so Rabbi Elazar says someone who doesn't have a wife, even if he had been married and he's not a Ravak, also should not be Malami Diboylo. Does that mean Mi She'en Lo Isha Klal? It means that he doesn't have a wife now at all, or it means he doesn't have a wife around him? Dibu B'She'en Eshu Yatzlo, and he's teaching now in a different community. Tashma, take a look at the Braita. Af misha yeshlo v'nashruyatz lo yilamet sofri. Here it says even someone who has a wife, but she's not with him. Now, whose sheet is that? Obviously not the Rabbanan, who holds it's a din only in the Ravak. It's got to be Rabbi Elazar. And here it's clearly saying that what I mean is, who doesn't have a wife available, and since he doesn't have a wife available, so therefore we're afraid that he will indeed fall into some kind of relationship that otherwise he wouldn't have been attracted. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer lo yir'eh, Tanya, Omer lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo nechshadu Yisrael, l'mishkav zachur, v'lo ala beima, and therefore the Rabbanan argue and they say, there's no worry about a beima, and about shnei revakim v'talit achat. Continues the Elokim Mishnah, kosh asakav im hanashim. A man whose work is with women, this is a gynecologist, lo yityached im hanashim, should not be alone with women. But nobody's allowed to be alone with women. So what's that supposed to mean? So Rashi learns, it means don't be alone with women. He doesn't have a heter to be alone with a lot of women. So in other words, even though normally we say im shtei nashim is permissible, but over here, even more, Shalosh Nashim rather, more than Shtei Nashim is permissible. Over here, it would be Osir, even if you have Harbe Nashim. That's Rashi's approach. Tosfos' approach is that even if Ishto Imo, because of the fact that he's professionally involved, so she's not going to be careful. I mean, he's a gynecologist. She's not going to be careful if he is now with a woman. And because of that, we don't believe that Ishto Meshamarato. The Ramban learns that the Chiddush is that this person, even if there are other men that are there, so normally we say if you be with them, I should share it, so two men are okay. But over here, since professionally he's meant to be involved with women, so then it's easier for him to violate boundaries. So we're not going to trust him. But there's a fascinating Rush who says, no, the Chiddush isn't that he's more usher, the Chiddush is that he's usher at all. Because you would have thought that since this is his profession, it's absurd for us to start making rules about how a gynecologist is allowed to be alone with a woman. Because normally we say that people who are professionally involved, their profession prevents them from crossing boundaries. Because they are focused professionally, they're not focused sexually. Kamashmul on the Mishnah that's insufficient to protect someone from becoming focused sexually. And therefore, you have to make sure that in the end is protected and not that we're going to trust the doctor just because he's a professional. So it comes out that we have mamish from one extreme to the other, the approaches and the measures. So again, according to Rashi, Tosfos and Ramban, we're going to more prevent the professional from being alone. According to the Rosh, the Chiddush is that bichlal, there's a din of protecting over here from yichud, a professional. A person should not turn his child in the direction of a profession that involves women. Rabbi Meir Omer Lo'olam Yilamed Adam Et Beno Umanut Nikiya V'Kala. A person should look for a kind of profession that is clean, that does not involve other people's money and investments and things like that that may lead you to make off with their money or with things that could lead you to other types of difficult situations. And it should be a malacha that's kala. It should be something that's not going to involve him his entire time, and it's going to be easy to make a living. And he should not worry about this being the kind of profession that generally doesn't make much money. Yitpalel l'misha oshev anachasim shelo, and he should pray to he who has all of the wealth and property. Because the truth is, einu manucha ein baniyut v'yashirut. There's not a single profession in which some people don't get fabulously wealthy through something or another, and other people just do very poorly, no matter how great a lawyer they are. They end up not making any money. Ultimately, the way in which the person makes a living is not a direct function of the area in which he's working. Zechuto, Tosfos points out, can't really mean zechuto, because zechuto is often taken to mean his worthiness. But we know that the Bani Chayim is on is totally even mazal, so how could it mean zechuto over here? It means, in other words, his portion in life. But others say that, look, after all, it's possible to be Mashana Mazel, a Mazel for Yisrael, if somebody is Mitpalel and he tries his best and so on. So there really is an issue of Zechut. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ra'ita mi'enecha chaya va'ov she'yesh lem umanut. Did you ever notice maybe a wild animal or a bird who's busy with some kind of profession? They manage to live without professions, right? I mean,
without an MBA.
Clearly without an MBA. They don't seem to have to spend 20 years in university just in order to make a living. I'm the human over here. I'm the one that's supposed to be on top of the Bria. And my function is on Ninivreti l'shameshet koni. So obviously, if they can make a living without all of this pain, I should certainly be able to make a living without all this pain. Which just goes to point out that the greater the dot, the greater the pain. Because if you screw up your parnasa as well. A person should not teach his son things that are ultimately going to involve him in stealing. Now, these are all things that don't sound like stealing at all. Don't teach him to be a chamar. Don't teach him to be a gamal. In other words, don't teach him to be a truck driver, in our terms. Or don't teach him now to be a kadar, a safan. A kadar is somebody who drives a bus, owns a bus, takes them around in a bus. A sapan, or a guy who works on the boats. Ro'eh, chenvani. All of these people, umanutan, umanut listim, all of these people are simply too close to situations in which they end up stealing. Anybody who's on the road, obviously in those days, anybody who's on the road is going to end up camping out for the night. Because he's going to camp out for the night, and where's he going to get firewood? Wherever he happens to find some wood. Now, it could be in somebody's private field, so he's stealing. And I think it's okay. God, what does the guy care? But the guy does care. He wants his own firewood. Or he's going to end up picking some oranges from a tree that are not in the Rishut HaRabim, in this guy's field. So what kind of gezeilah? Ultimately, all of the people that are long-distance travelers over here, they're not able to carry along with them. Those people are problematic. But the truth is, even people that seems to be perfectly okay, I mean, to own a store, it's not true. Because you own a store, you end up having your weights are not proper. You end up, putting your prices too high, in which case you're stealing from your customers. And the books aren't kept properly. All kinds of things that when you're involved in nickeling and diming people, you end up stealing from them. And so you end up being a listed. You're a highway robber for all intents and purposes. That's got a good law-abiding citizen veneer. Rabbi Yodami Omer Mishmo. Rabbi Yodami argues, however, and he learns, Achamarim indeed are Rubam Rishaim. Like you say, they're constantly stealing. But Hagamalim, Ruban Kisherim, because people who are using the ship of the desert are ending up basically in the desert. Because of that, they're constantly under threat, under duress, and they're always really close to doing teshuva and being mispalo. So most of them end up being pretty good people because of the way that they have to face life. Interesting that here we have Rabbi Yehuda saying that the gamalim are ruban ksherim because of the fact that they're always exposed to something that causes them to pray and to hope for rachamei shamayim because they're in danger in the desert. But in Nida it says that the gamalim specifically are reshoyim. So Tosi asks that kasha in Nida. And he answers that there's two types of gamalim. There's gamalim that are people that drive camels, they put things on the camel, and now they lead the camels to the desert, so that these are the ships of the desert. So, chinami, they're tzaddikim. But there's also camel drivers who drive by sitting on the camel, and those people are always sexually stimulated by the rubbing of the skin of the camel up against their genitals, and those people are considered to be rishoyim because they're always getting into their hot experiences. And the sapanim were over there. There's nothing between them and the wild ocean but a little inch full of wood. They're ruban chasidim. They definitely, they're always praying. Tov shebarofim legeinam. The best of doctors go straight to hell. Now, of course, this is the question. What is that supposed to mean? As Ramban points out, obviously, it doesn't mean a doctor who does his best. I mean, that's ridiculous. In other words, there's many different approaches. Tov shebar, some say rather cynically, Tov shebar ofim, the doctor who goes around saying, I am the best in my field, is definitely straight to hell because he thinks so highly of himself that he doesn't properly consult with other doctors. He misdiagnoses and doesn't rethink it. And therefore, the very fact... there's others who say that. There's actually some who say the pshat is Tov shebar ofim. He always puts off the diagnosis, or he gives you more tests, or he'll insist that you come back again. So, like the psychiatrist will keep you coming back for 20 years, but that way you make a better living. So, or just the Tov Shebarofim in the sense of the carelessness. You become careless, as you're very good. you become more and more careless. And so on the contrary, I think that someone who's worse maybe would be more likely to go to hell than is going to this trap. But it's rather tov shebarofim
legehenna. It's such that they have sort of this feeling that they're doing the healing.
Well, that's also true. I mean, we know that that's been recently a major focus of the doctor-patient relationships and the learning of humility and how little we would. But it's amazing, as Louis Thomas points out, that medicine is the youngest science. He actually has one of his books is called The Youngest Science. And it's just an amazing thing that the more it becomes clear how little we know about medicine, we're just beginning to get a grasp of some basic principles where other sciences really began a few centuries ago. Medicine was really very, very, remember antibiotics are basically Second World War on. I mean, a doctor had nothing that would really work. And the more we know, the more humble we become, which is usually the case. But in those days, you know everything. What's there to know? So it's the same thing is true of the veterinarians. After the Second World War, they threw out their entire dispensary. Nothing had ever worked, but you do your thing.
There was an aura around doctors as well. They did know it.
Yeah, that's true. The more people become educated, the less of an aura there is, because they realize how little is known.
Ask the doctor, question the doctors.
Right, that's true. Okay, so that's that's also a dangerous kind of field to get into in the context of this mission, because we're taking a look at the issues of what it is that a person should turn his children towards. Vakasher shebetabachim, the best of the kosher butchers, shutafo shel amalek. I mean, these guys, look, they're risking their whole parnosa in those days, especially by one animal. I mean, if there's a trey foot in this animal, there goes all of their savings. And what are they going to do? So obviously they're extremely mekel, giving everybody treifus and avelis. And Rabbi Nuorai Omer, Miniach ani kol umanut shebaolam ve'eini melamed et b'nei la Torah. I'll tell you one thing. The best umanut is kolam. You'll notice everybody else has got problems and investments and everything goes to pot and the whole world falls apart. These guys are doing the best, okay? So Adam, ochel mischara ba'olam hazeh v'akeren kayemet olam haba. But anything else that you do, shakul amanut ain't okay. I mean, let's say Adam bali dechole ole dezikna ole deisuri. Person's been working his whole life. He's got his pension fund, or he's got his insurance, and all of a sudden the place goes bankrupt. He's got no pension. He's got no insurance. Then what? Who's going to take care of him then? They know yechol asor b'malachto, and he can't even work anymore. Nobody's going to hire him. And besides that, he's too ill to work, and now he's got no coverage. Arayu meit b'rav. Poor guy's going to basically die, unfortunately, like happens to so many elderly people. Literally, they're malnourished. They don't have what to eat. אבל התורה אינה כן, אלא משמרתו מקורה בנערותו, ונותנת לו אחרית ותקווה בזקנותו. מה שאין כן, the Isaac in Torah, it's not like that. He ends up being watched from falling into evil in his youth, and it gives him something to look forward to and hope in his old age. Now, it's interesting that Rabbi Norai, of course, is Rabbi Meir. Right? Rabbi Meir is other name. Meir means Norai. What is Aramaic? What is Hebrew? So the beginning of the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir is saying, and then in the end of the Mishnah, with another identity, it's always good to have two identities, so with another identity, he's saying, it's a lot of approaches among the Forsha, that indeed there's two separate issues. This is a personal statement, in which only, I mean, obviously the Rambam wouldn't have passed as a general rule such a thing. I mean, it's Harbe Yosuk, Gerib Shimba Bayachoy, Velo Alu Biyodam. What do you mean? You're going to teach a kid not to have a profession out of your mind? That's, in other words, it must be that this is a private statement. So, as Rabbi Meir, which is the public persona, this is my psha, my psap. As an individual, I'm talking about my own personal son, the way in which he has developed and the special talents that he has and the amount of money we have put away for him and so on and so forth, I wouldn't involve him in anything else because he is a very special kind of boy. And therefore, I would be beniach kol umanut shebaolam. Shul Briska Rav relates it to the machlokas of Rabbi Shmuel Rishon Bar Yochai. But you don't. This is the way the Rambam baskets. You don't have a right not to have a profession. But on the other hand, the community can set aside fellowships for people that are very special. Don Rabban. Oops, sorry, I skipped. So benaruto ma'omer. What does it say about a person in the youth who is protected with the Torah? V'kovei Hashem yachlifu koach. So those who hope end up becoming renewed in their energy. It says Avram Zaken. So that Avram Zaken, we learn out elsewhere that Avram Zaken Bam Yamim means that Avram was Zaken v'yoshev b'yeshiva. V'ashem beirach et Avram bako. What more do you need than that? And Matzinu Shazav Ramet Kala Torah Kulan, don't try to tell me that he wasn't really doing more than Shema Mitzvah B'nei Noach, so he didn't really have to study very much. Because we know that he was Mekayim Kala Torah Kulan. Shnemar, Ekev Asher Shema Avram Bekoli, Vayishmor Mishmarti, Mitzvotai, Hukotai, Vitorotai. Tana Rabbanan, Kosha Asakavim Anashim Surura. Somebody whose business has to do, particularly with women, it's a being close to that guy is a little dangerous. You're going to end up getting in trouble. We're talking about people who are going to sorfim. We're talking about people that work in the jewelry business. They're constantly dealing with women coming in and measuring them and so on. Hasarikim, Hasarikim, in those days, are the equivalent of dry cleaners to us because they didn't really have a way of dealing with clothing that couldn't be washed without ruining it other than combing it. They would comb out all of the dirt and try as much as possible to renew it, but that's the best they could do. So those are the Sirikin. The Nekurot, interesting. We have an equivalent modern job. A Nekurot is somebody who would come around, and when the grindstone, the millstone, would get filled to the point where it no longer was smooth, they would dig out the pieces of tefuah that had gotten stuck, and it would make it work again. I guess, I mean, they used to have these knife sharpener guys that would go around and... It's been a long time, I mean, since they came out with $5 electric knife sharpeners. Hard to make a living on that. Maybe the closest thing, Richie, we were talking about is the microwave measuring people.
That's right. Cable guy.
Yeah, oh, that's right. The cable guy. That's right. Cable guy is here. That's true. So those are the nakurot, which is a whole different way of doing things. Arochalim, the Avon man, and the gardiim, those are the weavers, so that they... will take care of the clothing of the women directly. Hasaparim, because the women are always bringing the kids for haircuts and they get clothes. Hakofsim, which are the washers, which weren't the same as the dry cleaners in those days. The Hagara, interesting, that in recent times, the Gara and the Sapar was the same guy, because a Gara is someone who's a bloodletter. Right, so the barber and the bloodletter is basically the same Parnassa, which is why the old barber pole has the red and white stripes. That was the, yeah, that's the red and white stripe, because they used to, they would do the bank, where they go?
Leeches.
The leeches, bank.
Cups,
suction cups, yeah. So these people also, so these are the equivalent of the modern Pilates guys. Or so. That is, the women are always coming to them for treatment. You know? So these guys are dangerous. Habalan, those are the guys that work in the spas, you know, they heat up the pools. The Aburski, those are the guys, again, in our terms, those are shoe stores. Oh, you can't keep the women out of the shoe stores. So, Ein Ma'amidim, and furthermore, in the Rama Paskas, these two things are two completely different areas. Ein Ma'amidim, Eam Lo Melach, Velo Kohen Gadol, Mai Taim, Alo Mishum De Psile, and Mishum De Zil Umenutai. These are also they're looked down upon by people as professions, and because of that, they do not allow a person who comes from there to be a melech or a kohen gadol, because you need to have part of the emas hamalchus, the hashivas of hamalchus and people. Tana Rabbanan Asara Dvarim Nemru Begara. There's 10 things that they say about people who are bloodletters. Mahalech al tzido. Again, I'm trying to think of a modern equivalent, because I mean these are the guys. No, a modern equivalent of a gara. These are the guys that all the women are coming to and that are looked at as the answer, God's gift to humanity, and women will sneak out to go to them. I don't know, maybe the alternative medicine people. Yeah, as I said, Pilates, you know. But, yeah, maybe, I don't know. I don't know if we have something that includes it all, but he's Mahalik al Tzido. I mean, his nose is so high up in the air that he starts falling over to his side, you know. So he's always walking with his head turned in one direction. Ruchogasa, he's arrogant as all heck. Vinitlevi Yosheva, I mean, he'll never sit down like a human being, you know. First he'll put his hands down on the table and gently lower himself down, being as such a chashuv person. And he's Enot Sara. He's a guy that's not a very generous kind of guy. And basically, I mean, he doesn't like spending money on anything, because after all, when he attends to his patients, I mean, he's always telling his patients, you know, they have to eat healthy and so on. Let's give you a lesson. Bring out the food. You know, before you let blood, you would in fact actually sit and eat in order to be machazik yourself. So this guy's, you know, he's got shares in Ben and Jerry's, you know, which they give out over here when you donate blood. Okay, so he's eino tzora, but eino ra'am. He doesn't want anybody to be well, because then he doesn't have the patient. I mean, so he's definitely happy when people are doing poorly. Ochel harbe, eats a lot, because everybody he goes to has got to serve him a meal. Umotzi kima, he doesn't need much use of the bathroom, because he eats the best food anyway, highly refined foods. And that was, in those days, that was the best food. Because shud al arayot, the guy like this, because he's got so many women customers, you can assume that he's probably sleeping with half of his customers. And he's choshud al hagezel, because basically the women that are coming to him, he knows perfectly well, their husbands never told them they can go to this guy, but they're stealing money from their household money and they're using it to pay him. He doesn't care. So he's choshud al hagezel as well. And not only that, but you know, poor George Washington, what ended up killing him, it sure wasn't the illness. It was the doctors who kept taking blood until the poor guy died. So over here, this guy is also choshed al shvichas damim. You know, if you charge per bloodletting, you know, it's not a very good idea. Dorash bar kapara lo lam yilamed adam et b'no umanut nikiya v'kala. What do I mean? What kind of thing? What is an umanut nikiya v'kala? Mahi om revira machta de talmiyuta. Now this is the, what is this exactly? So some learn machta de talmiyuta. Rashi learns means that it's a, such a high quality tailoring that you can put your needle through the material and come up with an absolutely straight stitch, which is like 100 stitches at a time. You know, move your needle so imperceptibly that you're able to do fast and very, very clean work. Others learn machta talmiyuta is a type of embroidery. So you can do very, very careful, creative kind of things with the things that you're working with. And Tanya Rebbe Omer, the truth is, ein lecha umanut she'overet min olam. Look, you know, people will always need dentists. The world will always welcome dentists. And so therefore, it doesn't matter whether it's a melacha nikiya, melacha me'usa, it really doesn't matter, because in the end, people are going to need you. The problem is, you know, ashrei mi sheroeh torav b'umanut me'ula. But, you know, a person who is zocha to see his family working in a type of thing that he can be proud of and that people look up to, and that's a very big plus in life. It's not really a function of the money as much as it is of a person's place and his contribution to society and the way in which he's viewed. And oilo, it's a shame for somebody, despite the fact that they may support him okay. I mean, look, you know, you're going to need perfumeries in the world, and you're also going to need leather workers in the world. No one smells great, no one stinks. Am I going to tell you that one necessarily is the way to make money and the other one's not the way to make money? No, the world needs both. But, you know, it's a lot happier to be working with the perfume. So, ashrei mishu menato basam, oilo le mishu menato burski. And, you know, the truth is, we've never been able to get along without both sexes. And yev shalom olam b'lo zecharim u'b'lo nekevot. But ashrei mishu banav zecharim, and basically could take care of themselves and end up not being a fear for the parent and so on. Oilo le mishu banav nekevot is going to be worried about them all the time. Bat la via matmunet shav, as the Gemara says. Every age, all he's got is worries. You know?
What Nachman said to me when my daughter was born. You're never comfortable.
You're never comfortable.
Where are they? What are they doing? Even after their parents, dream.
It's a Gemara. Rabbi Meir Omer Lo'olam Yilam Eid Adam Levno Omenut Nekiya V'Kala V'Yavakesh Rachamim L'mi She'oshem Nechassim Shelo. It's again, as we're going through now the Mishnah to get to the last piece. She'in Aniyut Min Omenut V'in Ashirut Min Omenut Elo L'mi She'oshem Shelo. She'nemar Li'a Kesev Li'a Zahav Nu Mashem Tzfakot. And so in the Brighter we have some additional Mikorot. Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Omer Im Ra'ita Mi'emech. Have you ever seen an animal needing an MBA? So the Brighter puts it this way. Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar says, you know, I never noticed ever, Lora iti tzvikai, I never noticed a deer who would be going around and drying figs to sell during the winter. Never noticed it. I never noticed a lion who was going around working as a mover, you know, Maris Sabal. Did you ever notice a lion doing that? Did you ever see a fox who needed to open a store? You know, I never saw a shu'al as a chenveni. I might have seen lots of chenvenis who are shu'alim, but I never saw it the other way around. And you'll notice that heimit parnasim shulo bitzar. They managed to make a decent living, you know. Vehim lo nivru elo l'sham sheni, v'ani nivreti l'sham eshet koni. Now, who do you think in this world? I mean, you take a look at evolution. Where are we headed? Towards greater and greater complexity, right? So, I mean, you would think that the more developed the complexity, the more at home in the universe that organism is. And yet, it's a very strange kind of thing, that the more complexity, the less at home in the universe it is. Now, how do you explain that? I mean, cockroaches really are doing excellently, you know. And you can use nuclear weapons, they'll probably make it through as well. But as you become more complex, you become more vulnerable. Very, very strange. So ma elu sheloni v'lo l'sham sheni mitpanesim shelo betzar. V'anini shenivret l'sham eri sheshkoni eno din shetpanes shelo betzar. But you know how it goes. Mosif dat, mosif machol. The greater the complexity, the greater the danger and the vulnerability. And indeed, ani hareoti et ma'asai v'kipachti et parnasi shenama avonotechem hitu. So it's the avonot, it's they were the ones that caused chatotechem anu atov mikem. It's your own actions that have prevented you from finding a place in the universe, because the truth is, the more dot that you have, and the more ability to choose and to make your own life and to be creative, the more difficult it is to find that niche. And then, when we close, we will learn about Rabbi Noroi and his relationship to Rabbi Meir and things like that, and meanwhile, we will close the proceedings for today, but not before doing our rapid review. Lo yilamed adam ravak sofarim v'lo telamed isha sofarim. Rabbi Elazar omer af mi she'en lo isha lo yilamed sofarim. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo yir'e ravak beima v'lo yishnu shnei ravakim betalit achat v'chachamim matiri. My time ilay me mishum yenduki v'atanya omru lo l'rabbi Yehuda lo nekshidu yisrael lo mishkav zakar v'lo ala beima elo ravak mishum amata diyanuki ed isha mishum avata diyanuki. Rabbi Elazar omer af mi she'en lo iboilu. So at this moment, Tashma af mishi yeshlo veina shruyatzlo lo yelamed sofrim. So clearly, I mean, this is Rebbe Lazar's shita. He's the one that's arguing about Ravak. Clearly, it's a question of who has a wife at this moment. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo yiratanyam lo Rabbi Yehuda lo nechshedu Yisrael al mishkav zechur velo al abeim. Kol shasakav im anashim lo yityached im anashim. Rabbi Meir omer la'olam yelamed adam et b'no umanut nekiya v'kala yitpalel l'misha osha v'nefasim shelo she'en umanut she'en ba'aniyut v'ashirut shelo aniyut v'no umanut v'lo ashirut v'no umanut ala kol lefi zechutot. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer ra'it b'imecha chaya v'ov she'esh lam umanut v'en mitpanesim shelo b'tzar. Notice, by the way, I forgot to point out that he leaves out Behemot. But that's because Behemot do have an Umanut. Because they're working for people. What are you going to say? Have you ever seen an animal with a profession? Yes, I've seen a shore whose profession is dragging a plow, and a horse whose profession is driving a stagecoach. I mean, so that he couldn't have said. So he uses Dafke examples of things that normally people would not use. So he says, "Ain mit panesim shelo betzar, lo nivro l'sham sheni, v'ani nivreti l'shameshet koni. Ein odin shet panesim shelo betzar, ela shoreati ma'asai v'kipachti et panasati. Abaguria nish sadyan omer mishum abaguria, lo yelamed adam et beno chamar, gamal, kadar, sapan, ro'e v'chen v'ani. Shu umunaton umunut listut, whereas Rabbi Yehuda omer mishmo, chamarim rubam rishaim, Agimalim Ruban Kisherim." This is very strange because in the Gemara, in Nida, Tosus asks this, there in Nida, that it says the Gamalim, there we don't find him saying Kisherim, but Adarabah, Gamalim are Rishoyim. So Tosus answers over there, Gamalim, there's two Gamalim. There's Gamalim who use their camels for bringing Sechora, and there's Gamalim, where the guy rides the camel. So the guy rides a camel because the way in which you ride a camel, it ends up causing sexual girui, because you can't see rubbing against the camel. So we said that they're always Rishaim. But over here we're talking about carriers, camel carriers. Hasapanim rubam chasidim, tov shebrofim legeinam, kasher shetapachim shetafo shel amalek. Rabbi Noray omer miniach ani kol umanot shebaolam v'eni melamed et bni ela Torah she'adam ochel mischara b'olam hazeh v'akeren kayemet olam haba v'shar kol umanot eino ken k'shadam ba lidei choli o lidei zikna o lidei isurin eino yachol la'asok b'melachto harei hoo meid b'rav aval haTorah eino ken b'shamarato mikora b'neuruto notenet lo acharit v'tikva b'ziknuto b'ne'aruto ma omer v'kovei Hashem yachlifu koach yalu ever kan hasharim בזקנותו מעמוד ירובון בסביבה דשנים רעננים יהיו, וכן הוא אומר באברהם אבינו, ואברהם זקן בא בימים, והשם בירך את אברהם בכל. מצינו שעשה אברהם אבינו את כל התורה כולה, עד שלא ניתנה, שנאמר, עקב אשר שמע אברהם בקולי, וישמור משמעתי במצוותי, חוקותי ותורותי. תנו רגול. כל שעסקה עם אנשים סורו רע, כגון, הצורפים, הסריקים, הנקורות, הרחלים, הגרדים, הספרים, הקופסים, הגרה, הבלן, הבורסקי, אין מעמידים להם לא מלך ולא כהן גדול, מייטיימה, לא משום דפסילה, אלא משום דזיל ומנותה. יותר רבות, עשרה דברים נאמרו בגרה, מהלך הצידו, רוחו גסה, נתלב יושב, אינו צרה, אינו רעה, אוכל הרבה, מוציא כימה, חשוד על הרעיות ועל הגזל, השפיכות דמים. דורש בר כפרה לעולם ילמד אדם את בנו אומנות נקייה וקלה מה יום הרבי יהודה מחתה זה תלמיותה. תניא רבי אומר אין לך אומנות שבו עוברת מן העולם. אשרי מי שרואה את הוריו באומנות מעולה, אוי לו למי שרואה את הוריו באומנות פגומה. אי אפשר לעולם בלא בסם ובלא בורסקי. אשרי שמי שאומנתו בסם, אוי לו למי שאומנתו בורסקי. אי אפשר לעולם בלא זכרים ולא נקבות, אשרי מי שבניו זכרים. אוי לו למי שבניו נקבות רבי מי אומר לעולם ילמד אדם לבנו אומנות נקייה וקלה יבקש רחמים למי שאושר הנכסים שלו שאין עניות מן אומנות ואין עשירות מן אומנות אלא למי שאושר שלו שם אלי הכסף ליעזוב נו מה שם צבקות רבי שמעון אלעזר אומר אם ראית מימיך חיה ואופתניה רבי שמעון אלעזר אומר מימי אין אבסק צבי קייץ רערי סבל או שואל חנבני והם מתפרנסים שלו בצער, והם לא נבראו על השם שני, אני נבראת את השם השקרני. So I ask you, מה אלה שלא נבראו על השם שני מתפרנסים שלו בצער? Don't you think אני שנבראת את השם השקרני, אין עוד אין שתפרנס שלו בצער? אלא שהראותי את מעשיי וקיפחתי את פרנסתי, שנאמר הבנותיכם, היטו.